Awesome. Just got my snacks here. Oh, nice can of Coke. Gonna sit back and listen to the latest pod. Ah, the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hey, dude. How are ya?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Gander from Macontain.
Macontain?
Yeah, yeah.
I know Macontain.
Oh, you're a fan?
Oh, I'm a fan.
Oh,
definitely.
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
Oh, I'm such a big fan that I'm on your account right now.
What do you mean?
Oh, I've got your entire archive sitting in front of me.
Oh, God. You're going to delete it?
Oh, I will. I love destroying podcasts.
Don't you dare! Don't you dare!
Don't you threaten me! No. My finger is right over the button right now.
I'll do anything. What do you need me to do?
Oh, let's see how much of a podcaster you are.
Oh, okay.
Fine. You're a fan of Macontain? You're on the show?
I'm on the show.
Then you'll be able to get these questions right easily.
Bring it on!
What is the main audio clip that's played in every episode of Macontain?
Oh, it's the Wilhelm scream, you dick!
Very good.
Ha!
Now, next question.
God, there's more.
How long does a minicast episode go for?
That's simple. It can go anywhere under 10 minutes.
Good.
Woo! Because sometimes I thought they go over, but yes, under 10 minutes.
Final question.
Oh, God. Yes.
But what is the correct spelling of Soaps' last name?
Easy. Soaps. S-O-A...
Wrong!
What? No! Don't you...
That is the incorrect answer. But you're lucky about one thing.
What?
This is all just a dream!
No! Oh, streaming. Where the hell am I now?
How sweet. Fresh meat.
Who said that? I just wanna read my comic books and go back to sleep, man.
Told ya! Comic books was bad for ya!
Oh God, it's Freddy!
Sorry to keep waiting. Perhaps there was more of me to spread around.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Macontain. I'm...
You right, dude? You want a strepsil or something?
Yeah, I'm just gotta get this out of my throat.
Yeah.
Better.
Oh, that's much better.
Whew, just... Oh, the voice gets a little bit choked up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Horrible stuff. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Macontain. I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
And we have a huge episode for you this week. We're covering everything from the sound of space,
yep,
the mission to Mars,
yep,
long-distance relationships,
yep,
maybe not that long-distance to Mars in relationship-wise, because I don't think that'll work at all. But we're going to show you how a long-distance relationship may actually work.
Definitely.
But first thing I want to cover...
What do you want to cover?
Is we had a passing this week.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yes. A huge horror director and a massive icon fan favorite of mine,
yes,
Wes Craven, passed away.
And it was completely left field to me.
Out of nowhere.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, he doesn't seem old.
No, he's 76.
Yep.
He recently only had his 76th birthday, about 2 weeks prior.
Okay.
And, I believe that he knew about his illness.
So he was sick?
He was sick. It was brain cancer that got him in the end.
Jeez.
So it's really horrible to, obviously, you know, what he's...
Yeah.
He's gone now. He's left a huge legacy behind him.
Oh, some of the films that he did.
Exactly. Like, a massive favorite of mine,
yep,
Scream.
Yeah.
1 through 4, loved every single one of them.
So I can't say I loved them all, but
yep,
Scream, I have watched, I would say when I was going through high school,
yep,
I watched that at least once a week. I love Scream.
Yeah. No, so. I'm a massive fan of Scream. Do you know what? As much as 4 copped a lot of flack,
yeah,
I reckon 4 is my favourite.
By far, yeah.
By far. For the simple fact, it takes on the reboot side of things.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, you know, and it makes fun on itself. That's what every Scream movie
does. Yeah, they went more comedic as they went along.
Yeah.
So
obviously Scream was directed by Wes Craven, but written by...
Kevin Williamson.
Yep, correct.
Yep.
So, massive fan of Scream and stuff like that. Obviously with the Scream TV series now...
He had nothing to do with that?
He's an executive producer on the show.
Yeah.
They didn't get the rights for the mask.
Which annoyed the hell out of me because that's what Scream is.
I liked the direction they went.
Yeah, it's actually, more fleshy, yeah? It's like
it's huge. Yeah, it's like it's got like this... it's more humanoid
in
the face, and stuff, which is really creepy.
Yeah.
The series itself, perfect. It's exactly the same as Scream. I think it's brilliant.
Okay, I need to watch it.
Literally, as we're recording this episode, the final episode of the season comes out tomorrow.
Oh, so you'll be
so
jumping
I'm
on the board. And...
So by the time this is out,
yeah.
I don't know if they're going to reveal the killer, or if they're going to
wait till next season, or whatever. Yeah, cool.
But huge, excellent stuff like that. The only thing I didn't get is Roger Jackson's voice as well as Ghostface.
Ah, oh, yes, yeah.
So, but the series is still massive. Wes Craven was behind it.
Yeah,
and supported it.
Bit of a trivia with the guy that did the who's the guy that did the voice?
Roger Jackson.
Okay, Drew Barrymore, first Scream.
Yep.
She never got to meet him.
I can actually top that.
Oh, okay.
None of the cast have actually met him.
Oh, through any of the series,
all 4 films,
because they wanted that iconic voice.
Yeah. So what happened is, there's even interviews with David Arquette, Nev Campbell, and every single one of them saying how creepy he was. He'd come on set, he'd do the phone call voice,
and then piss off,
and then he'd be gone.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Creepy.
And that's all part of the making movies, the movie business, the behind the scenes.
And they always said that they've still. I think Nev Campbell has still never met him.
Yeah, that's
so
weird.
It was one of those things that it leaves you chills because you always hear this creepy voice.
Yeah,
but never ever seen.
Yeah,
but then talking more about Wes Craven, obviously.
Yeah. What other ones has he done? Because I know his big ones.
Yeah. So obviously he's done like The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
He wrote that.
And he did the original and the remake?
He had a hand in the remake.
Yeah.
He obviously gave it direction, stuff like that. But the original, that's his baby.
That's his
as well.
Baby, yeah.
Okay. Yep. As well as his very first film that he wrote as well.
Yes.
Last House on the Left.
Okay, see, I have not seen... I've heard of it,
yeah,
but I've never seen it.
It's a very nasty film.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's almost like its first torture porn and sort of thing. Like, things keep happening to people.
They've remade this. In fact...
Yeah, they have.
Just going back, every Wes Craven film has been remade almost.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Which obviously takes me towards, he directed but didn't write.
Yeah.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Okay, that's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, obviously the final one we haven't spoken about, everyone's going, why haven't they said it yet?
Yeah, because we wanted to build it up.
Which is obviously his true baby that he had everything to do with is...
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street. But he made it, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, that's it. This is
that's his character.
It's his dream, I guess is the correct term.
Now, do you know if that was based on his nightmares or something? Like, what do you know what drove him to do that? No?
I have no idea. Like, it's one of those things, obviously, from every interview I've seen of people who have worked with Wes, is he was always the nicest guy you could ever meet with a really twisted... like way on making horror.
Do you reckon he'd hold a couple of demons? Like to write this stuff.
Yeah.
He would have to have had or lived or experienced some kind of nightmare.
Something would have to obviously trigger that to have that sort of like impact to write films like, you know, Scream, like Nightmare on Elm Street, Hills Have Eyes, and especially Last House on the Left.
Yeah.
That is a nasty film.
Yeah. So. And not only that, he started Johnny Depp's career.
Yep.
That was Nightmare on Elm Street. That was Johnny Depp's like first or second film, I believe.
Yeah, first film.
First film he'd ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he pretty much, without Nightmare on Elm Street, there is no Jack Sparrow.
No, pretty much. He launched his career in some ways.
Wow.
So also the same as, I remember just reading the tweets, going through everyone that's obviously mourning for him and his passing and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
A big one was Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Because right? He obviously plays Randy in all the Scream movies.
You
know, he gets killed in the second one.
But he's in every single one after that, isn't he?
He comes back in 3 in a videotape.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool way of doing it. You don't see him in 4.
Oh, okay.
But because 4 plays on the whole reboot thing. So they almost kind of reset it, but they still have the core characters. I could get so far into it. I love how Scream works.
I loved the second one in the cinema and toilets and
Jada Pinkett Smith and and she gets stabbed and stuff like that.
Brilliant.
But I remember Jamie Kennedy was obviously writing on Twitter as well, saying, you know, thanks so much to Wes Craven because he launched his career as well.
So
for giving him a chance, because he was just that weird little guy from America. So
Interesting.
So he's launched so many careers. He's made a huge legacy for himself.
Yeah.
That is just going to keep living.
Oh, dude, there's going to have to be a film festival now called the Wes Craven Film Festival, and it's short horror movies. Like they're going to have to do something like that.
I'm sure they're already doing something like that. Like, so the one I'm fearing for now is John Carpenter.
Yeah.
John Carpenter's I'm a big fan of John Carpenter as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want to see him go. Like, once John Carpenter's gone as well,
that's it.
That's it for me. I'm like, I'm done. I can't handle
horror's
that.
Horror's gone?
No, because the legacy's still there.
Yeah, but see, I don't want them now to go, let's remake his old. Like, it's almost taboo now, surely.
I reckon the only people that have come back from that is obviously like the new ones that are coming out now.
Yeah.
You've got Eli Roth.
Yes.
He's got the Green Inferno that's coming out shortly.
Yep.
You've also got Lee Whannell from, he's actually from here in Australia.
I don't know who that is.
He did the Saw films. I
actually had a bit of respect for him until he's like, I'm going to put myself in there. Because he's one of the actors in the first one as well.
He's in the first Saw.
Yeah.
And he also appears in all three of Insidious.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan of him.
Well, I like his work, but I hate how he's like the new M. Night Shyamalan. No.
Don't ever compare him to him.
No, but do you get what I mean? Like, as in, he always wants to be in his projects.
I think he was at that point, until where I was going with it, he sort of came together with James Wan.
Oh, okay.
James Wan, who also directed Insidious. He did The Conjuring.
Yeah, because there's a new Insidious coming out now, yeah?
It's out.
It's a
prequel. And it's actually really good.
Okay.
So he also, funny enough, actually did Fast and the Furious 7.
Oh, see, I have finally watched it.
Yep.
Which I sat back on with my Blu-ray. And you know what really... You know how I've got a weird mind?
Yes.
I did enjoy the movie.
Right.
But the whole movie, because unfortunately I knew of Paul Walker passing away during filming.
More passings.
Yeah. I kept looking going, that's him. That's not him. That's his brother. That's CGI. Like, I was picking it.
Yeah, in the last end scene. Was that it?
No, there was actually the whole bit where he's fighting in the building at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't him. There were snippets of him in that, but a lot of it, they tried to do it where they didn't show his face, and he'd be throwing a punch and his arm would go in front of his face because it was like a... And that's the joy of Blu-ray. You can actually slow it down and have a look.
Yeah.
You know, it's ruining the movie slightly, but I wanted to know, and I don't know why.
Huge respect for that film, though, for what obviously happened with his passing as well. So much death.
Yeah.
And but they went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And they've done it in a way where they can keep doing the movies and it exits Paul from.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So it was a really a monument to him as well towards the end.
And unfortunately, I have another passing I'd like to talk about.
So much death this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is someone just I want to give a big hats off to, a lot of respect for.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Lenny Robertson?
Now, I didn't know him by name. I know exactly who you're talking about when you showed me.
Yeah.
When you told me the name, I go, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. So Lenny Robertson, he dressed up as Batman and he'd always go to the children's hospital. And basically, he's been doing this since 2001.
Yeah.
Because he was a massive Batman fan. He donned the suit because it made his child so happy.
Yeah.
Okay? So he went, you know what? Instead of just making my child happy, I can make a lot of children happy by dressing up as Batman.
Yeah.
So he has a Lamborghini.
Yes.
Clearly, he's quite well off.
Yeah.
Owned a Lamborghini, turned it into the Batmobile.
That's awesome.
Okay? Donned it, and I'm talking, it's the Michael Keaton sort of era of
Batman
costume.
Yeah,
it's
really cool.
Brilliant. And he would go around to hospitals and just make their day.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, he did pass. His Batmobile broke down on the side of a highway, and he was trying to do repairs where he was hit.
Yeah.
But what makes this story so uplifting to me, and, you know, it's sad because I'm talking about a death, but at the same time, someone, because he was on the way to the hospital to actually, you know, dress up as Batman when he got hit, someone actually, because the costume was in the back of the car, they got it out, they donned the outfit.
So they knew who he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he continued the legacy. And to me, that's so iconic. That's just like a superhero would do. Like, you know, if Batman falls, Robin's right there.
To pick up that cape.
Pick up the cape. He's out there. He's now doing that. So I would love to know if this new person is actually going to continue that legacy and just start going to Children's Hospital.
No, that's excellent. It's such a cool thing. Like, obviously, it's so sad to hear that Lenny Robertson.
Yes. Yeah.
He passed away.
Yeah.
But yeah, like for what's happening, just for someone to just out of the blue pick up that costume and continue that thing in
what
that day.
What an amazing mindset they must be in. Like because they deal with that tragedy.
Yeah.
They're wearing someone else's Batsuit that passed away. You know? Like it's
amazing how something so positive can come out of something so negative.
Yeah.
So like, and that it's in a real sad sort of morbid way.
Yeah.
You can't have that really positive moment without having that negative. It kind of goes hand in hand, and it's really sad to look at it like that. But I think it's really good that that's the way it happened instead of just being a passing.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, definitely hats off to him.
Yeah.
And all this news that we're talking is obviously happening all overseas. We're from little old Adelaide.
Yeah, here in Australia.
So I guess that takes us into the topic that we were going to talk about a couple of weeks ago. We never got a chance to. Long-distance relationships.
Yeah, like, do they work? How do they work? Why would you ever be in one?
Yeah.
Because it was one of those things that, like, I can't say I've ever tried it. Can't say, like, I could ever... I don't know. I couldn't try it.
You've never done it.
No, I don't think I could.
Not even when younger, different schools, girlfriend, nothing.
No,
because that was long distance back there.
How long distance are we talking?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I guess when you're little,
yeah,
a long distance would be your next door neighbor.
True.
And then as you get older, you realize the world is quite small. I've done interstate.
Yep.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Well,
you're the proof, like...
Well, yeah, I don't feel like it works.
But why is it the reason it doesn't work?
Because you're culturally different.
Is it the trust thing as well? Is it having trust in someone?
See, to me, trust is always there until it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you can't gain that trust back.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing. So if you meet someone that is interstate or overseas...
Yeah.
It's fine because you start with that trust.
Yeah.
But if you start having suspicions, you might as well call it off right there.
No, because you're starting to destroy it from the inside out, really. If it's all inside you anyway, then you think like
why
that.
Why do it? And unfortunately, we now have manufacturers taking advantage of long-distance relationships.
Trying to make them better to work?
Well, I don't know if you've seen... There is a pillow that's out there.
I have seen the pillow, yes.
You've seen the pillow. Okay, so I believe how it works is... There's two pillows.
Yep.
When one person lies on one pillow, the other one will glow blue.
Yes.
So you know your partner is lying on that pillow.
Yeah.
With another person. You know, that's where my mind goes straight away. I'd see it blue. I'd be on the phone. What, are you in bed? What's going on? What's happening there?
So you've already got these trust issues already. Like,
no.
Like,
but,
I think it's if, like, does it give you the shape of their head?
That'd yeah, be really I believe. Cool. I, well, maybe because if you saw two, that's
two heads. You're like,
that would be very suspicious.
On. He's like, that's shaped like a brick.
You've
gone out.
Yeah, what's happening there? Why is that? No, I don't know. I think it just glows.
Yeah, the whole pillow glows.
Yeah,
that'd be horrible. How would you sleep?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see the fun in it.
The only way it'd be kind of creepy, really. If you're like, what happens is obviously when you're sleeping on yours, right? Their pillow's lighting up.
Yeah.
Right? The thing is, you want to be in different time zones.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you could be trying to sleep with both your pillows lit up, and you're like, I can't sleep.
What's going on
here? I'm like, nah, I'm changing pillow.
Yeah. So, well, see, what would annoy me is, like, you're not going to know when your pillow goes flat, out of battery, right? You're just suddenly like, why isn't Betty sleeping anymore?
Are you dead?
Yeah. So, Betty, where are you? That's my... I made her girlfriend up. Her name's Betty.
But no,
she's 24. She's got long hair, blue eyes.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
But I reckon a long distance relationship can work. I know that people have done it, but I think it can be a very expensive way, like if you want to do things that way as well.
Well, because you're traveling all the time.
It could be.
Yeah.
Or the fact, you know what? I think it can be expensive just being in a relationship regardless.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I reckon it can work, but it's really got to come between the two people if that trust is there or if it's ever going to work. It sort of has to almost be a mutual agreement to be like, where are we going? Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's not going to stay like that. One of you is going to have to move to where that other person is.
Yeah, and I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Because whoever moves is always going to have that little bit of, why didn't you move for me?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, and then it's on.
Yeah, so it's always... But like also the whole like close contact sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
How are you meant to be like romantic and stuff like that? Like, how are you meant
Skype.
To... Skype, yeah. Skype.
You could Skype. And see, and there's nothing worse. See, I've done it. And what annoyed me, we would ring each other like at 9:30 every night.
Yeah.
But say I was out at dinner.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, we're eating.
Yeah.
I'd be like, so I gotta go take this. And I'd be out the front of the restaurants talking on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to bed. I'm still up with you hanging, saying goodnight. Oh.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I don't know, you don't want to do that. You kind of want to have your own freedom as well.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. You almost feel more trapped in a long distance relationship because you're being smothered.
How being smothered?
Because you always have to have contact because you never see them.
Yeah, true. I guess it's one of those things. But then you never really have contact, closeness, that sort of like...
Yeah.
Unless you get those toys.
So, yes, the special toys, is it?
I remember hearing about this. You told me about
iFuck.
The iFuck.
The iFuck is an app.
Yeah.
With a piece of machinery.
Yeah, so you have one end, they have the other, depending on who you are.
Yeah, and you Skype each other and have a bit of fun.
So pretty much, explain to me how this works.
So, okay, as far as I'm aware, I've got an iPad.
Right.
Attached to the iPad,
yeah,
is a vagina.
There's a hole.
A fake vagina.
There's a hole in your
there's
iPad.
There's a hole.
Yeah.
Under the iPad.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll mess your screen up. and then basically you Skype the other person who obviously attached to their iPad.
Yeah.
Depending on preference, will be a
could be both.
Could be yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
But yeah, I'm assuming it's a penis.
Yes. Yep. Right.
A large wang. And they, I'd say this one must be like on a selfie stick because that's the only way I can get it to work. And that must then extend up and they watch it and you Skype each other and I guess you bang each other via the internet.
So from what I've gathered, I can't believe I'm saying this. As you thrust.
Yes.
Right.
The penis thrusts.
It thrusts on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, and because how bad would delay be then? You know what I mean? You frost, a second later, it's frusting?
Yeah.
So
you could be done like minutes ago and they're like, yep, still going.
Yeah, so, yeah. Which would just turn horribly wrong.
I could never use the iPhone.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah, I'd give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Why not?
Oh, that's so... Oh, I don't even know how you clean your products afterward. I'm not even thinking that. Anyway, long-distance relationships.
Do they work?
I don't know. I reckon, depending on the people, it could.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a really, really long shot. I think you have to be sort of...
long shot?
Oh, God.
I like that.
It's not a thing.
No.
But I reckon it could work between the people if they knew that... They knew that you've got to know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So I reckon maybe. What do you reckon? You've tried it.
Nah, it's not going to go. One of them's got to move, drop the iFuck, drop the glowing blue pillows,
yeah,
and just get a piece of ass right in front of you, you know?
Just take it where it is.
Take it where it is. You can't, but let's face it, we're all sexual beings.
Right.
We're all amped up on sexy juices, and we just need to get that juice out of us and spread our seed. Cool. And that's what I'm saying.
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
You hearing me? Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that you know, are saving themselves or doing all that. And they're gonna see the fireworks sooner or later. They're going to understand this moment. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to be like, I could have been doing that since I was young.
Years ago.
So, I could have.
What have I been missing?
Yeah. And this topic I want to talk about right now.
Right.
If you jerk yourself off.
Why did we get onto this? This is a big episode, everyone.
No, but if you do.
Yeah.
Are you still a virgin?
Technically, yeah.
But it's kind of the same feeling.
Yeah.
So they know what they're getting.
I can't believe we're getting into this topic. But I will say this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Only because this came up a little while ago.
Yeah.
Now, losing your virginity, right?
Yeah.
Is meant to be penetration.
Correct. Okay. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, if you've got two women,
yeah,
could they ever lose their virginity? In theory.
Yes.
How?
Tongue.
No, is that still penetration?
Well, unless they spit. I don't know. I'm assuming they would penetrate with their tongue.
I don't know. How do we get onto this?
This is getting dirty.
This is... No, but I was always curious about that. I'm sort of like... Yeah. You know what the standard term for it is.
Yeah.
It's obviously it's a man
sex.
And a woman. Yeah. Right?
That's the standard term.
Right. So, if it's two women... Like, what is losing your virginity? Like, obviously, a lot of girls are always saying, you know, it's when that bit goes.
Yeah. The skin.
I can't...
The cherry pop moment.
Right.
Yeah.
What if you can't get to that moment because you're with another woman? Or
what? You can still your tongue can break the skin, can't it?
What? I don't think so.
I reckon it could.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've never looked into this, nor have I ever really had this conversation on a show.
On a show
that's being shot around the world.
You seem nervous. You're glowing red.
I am. It's my pillow. Yeah,
it's your pillow.
I'm my own pillow. So
I love it. I guess that brings us to the next topic because these people will never be able to clean their own pipes.
So
is the guys on the mission to Mars.
So they're on the longest distant relationship ever.
Well, yeah, definitely. But at the moment, they're not. They're just preparing.
So where are they?
So they're in the desert. I can't remember what desert.
They're in a
whatever.
Desert.
They're in a desert.
I saw the picture. It looked like the Himalayas.
Yeah, I think it might be, actually. But NASA, because they're planning... Because to get to Mars, it's 1 to 3 years.
Why such the gap? You sort of...
Because they don't know.
Because normally when you say it might be like, oh, it might be a year or a year and 3 months.
Yeah.
Not 1 to 2 years. Like, you might run out of fuel, you might have to push the rest of the way.
It's like me saying to you right now, how fast can you run a 100-meter sprint?
Yeah, but no, I don't put it into years.
No, but you'd say 10 to 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Now space that out, like extend the distance from 100 meters to... 40,000 billion meters.
Yeah, so still, that's still 1 to 3 years. A year is a huge gap to sort of go, well, maybe.
Maybe they're thinking black holes.
I don't know what their plan is.
Yeah.
Because, well, I don't know what their plan is because right now they're sitting in a desert somewhere
yeah.
for a year.
Yeah, but do you know why they're doing that?
All right, enlighten me.
It's close quarter environment. They need to adapt to what it is. Now the room size here, we're not talking big thing. We're talking 11 meters
yep.
by 6 meters.
So not big.
So it's not big. That's 6 people living.
It's bigger than a unit.
It's bigger than a unit. Now imagine a unit.
Right.
Now put 6 people in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now put 6 beds in it.
Yeah.
Now put 6 little offices that they're going to have to need. They're going to need 3 years supply of food. They're going to need oxygen. They're going to need water. They're going to need something.
I reckon it could work. All you need, like, obviously, okay, the living quarters, 11 by 6.
Yeah.
Right? So all the other stuff, so the stuff that produces the water, the stuff that produces the air and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That can all be external.
Yeah.
So you're not putting that inside. So you've freed up some room.
Okay.
Food, it's going to be all have to, I'm going to say it's going to be on the inside.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know, 11 by 6 seems doable with, like, what is it, 6 people?
Six, but it's not.
If it happens on Big Brother.
That house is a lot bigger than 11 by 6.
Still.
Their bedroom's 11 by 6.
Do you know what? As if they're not doing this as a reality TV show. This would be great to watch over a year.
You know, I've got a funny feeling, because apparently they've done tests like this before.
Yeah.
But not for a year. They've done like 3 months. They've done 6 months.
Yeah.
And apparently there is people watching them, because NASA turns around and says that no one has actually done it successfully where there hasn't been conflict amongst the people.
You're like, oi, Clinton, put down the knife.
Yeah. Like, what, jeez. Put down that glowing pillow.
Yeah.
The batteries aren't going to reach to Mars.
This is the thing that, like, gets me thinking as well.
Yeah.
Was, okay, they're doing this for a year.
Yeah.
To prove that they can do it for a year.
Yeah.
So technically, they're doing it for 2 years. Oh, sorry. 2 to 4.
Yeah. Yep.
So... what are they proving here? If the journey is going to be between 1 and 3 years, and they're like, wow, we just got through a year. And then like they get halfway out there, they've been traveling for a year, and NASA's like, sorry, you're still about a year and a half off.
Well, I don't even know if they have contact that far.
Really?
Well, I know it's a one-way trip. They're not coming back. So when
this is the one-way trip.
Yeah, when they get there, they still got to put up with an 11x6. How are they going to survive once they're there?
It's going to be a gangbang the whole way there.
You're right. So no, because they can't get pregnant.
But they're not allowed to?
You can't.
Why?
Because you'll have a space baby. Like, honestly, you can't have that. It'd be like all weird.
I've seen Alien. So, but like looking at the inside of the dome thing that they're living in,
yeah,
it looks livable. They have their own like separate bedroom, like okay, bed space, yeah. I guess it is. Yeah. They have a big area down the bottom.
Yeah,
like it's almost like a 2-story flat. So
you think this is possible?
I think I could do it.
I think you could do it for a week, and then you'll start be going like, yeah, I can see it. I'm getting a bit over it.
No, because I reckon they'll have power on board, right? The whole thing's gonna be
but
solar.
It's not. It's artificial air that's getting pumped in. It's not. So you're gonna hear.
I'm sure they'll silence it somewhere. It's NASA. They're gonna do something with it.
No, they're not. I think you answered your own question. They're NASA.
I think just send me out there with a PS4 or whatever. Right? Because, okay, maybe they won't have internet. They probably don't have internet.
No, they won't have internet. Dial-up, maybe.
If they do, the lag is going to be horrible for playing games.
It'll be shocking. No Call of Duty for them.
No. So, I reckon, as long as they've got power and some sort of gaming device or whatever, and movies that maybe I haven't seen,
yeah,
I could cram that into a year.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I'm worried by it. I don't think it's going to happen. They shouldn't do it. They should evacuate now. Why go to Mars anyway?
It's like... Not planet terraforming, really, but like it's like having a new colony.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is if they actually get to Mars,
yeah,
they still need to land somehow and start colonizing.
I'm sure they've worked something out.
It's a one-way mission, correct?
Yeah.
Why not just keep going in space? See if they hit the end.
I don't think they're going to live that long. It's taking them 1 to 3 years to get to Mars.
Yeah, but okay, 1 to 3 years to get to Mars, yeah. And then any shit can happen.
Right.
At least if you're going off in space.
But the thing is, though, they're not
you're
on the...
You're going off in space.
They're not on the Starship Enterprise.
They should be.
But they're not. They're in this... What are they actually in? Because all I keep seeing, they're not traveling in that.
They should. It's like one of those massive balls that you just go in and jump around. It's like a bouncy carsie.
Bouncy carsie?
Carsie. I got no idea.
All right, it looks doable. I reckon I could do it.
Yeah.
I reckon if I'm the guy that's going, okay, I can pull off a long-distance relationship,
yeah,
I reckon I could do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see you do this.
So,
really? I'd like to see you stay in one room all weekend and not leave.
I've done that. I've had a broken leg. It took me 6 months before I could move out of a room.
You didn't move for 6 months?
Well, pretty much.
That's bullshit.
No, it's tried to throw out the lounge because I just, like...
It has a body print of you.
Yeah, and then, like, horrible things, like, it started to fade away. So
that's disgusting.
Yeah, like the clothes I was in, they had to go out. Like I was busted for like 6 months. I couldn't do anything. So it was just the good thing was that the PS4 wasn't out.
Yeah.
But Grand Theft Auto had just come out. So I'm like, cool, finish that in a week.
Yeah.
So but that's all I had to do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just think it's not gonna be possible. They should just move on. That and I'd be too scared of all the noises coming from space.
And what noises is that?
Well, that's the other thing that they've just announced.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. We said the sounds of space.
Sounds of space. Is that... Because a lot of people think it's oxygen. That's how sound travels. It needs to go through the airwaves.
Yep.
Okay. They have actually worked out that there's vibrations which pulsate via wavelengths.
Yep.
And they can pick them up. And here's a sample of what they're picking up from some of the planets out there.
Insane.
Oh, mate, it's actually kind of freaky considering that is, honest to God, they haven't edited it, that's it.
It's really eerie. It's like the stuff that you hear on, like, AM radio or something, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, and you've spoken about that before.
I know,
in the
I was
past
like,
as well.
You get those, like bing, bong noises and stuff like that, like, it's really eerie.
Oh, well, it's just another step closer to the robots taking over the world.
Exactly, and that's one thing we always keep coming back to.
Yes.
And this is one thing that I wanted to bring up and stuff like that.
Yep.
Now, there's actually an android. This android's about 9 years old, maybe a little bit older now and stuff like that. Have you heard of Do you know the android I'm talking about?
I think so. Philip K. Dick is based on him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a robot that I believe it even looks like Philip K. Dick. Like, yep.
Yep.
Now, this android has actually been around for the last decade.
Okay.
Right? Back to when it was just sitting in a chair, and it could actually respond to just simple questions.
Basic conversation.
What is your name? What's your favorite color? Yep. How are you feeling? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
That android has now evolved over the last 10 years.
Okay.
In the past 5 months, it's got to the point where it can actually build a database in its head, and you get engaged with a full conversation with it.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So have you seen...
I think I've seen the clip. Yeah. You were shown to me earlier tonight. It's the one where there's a reporter, and he's questioning on good looks, or he says something about, look so good.
And he even says to the robot, do you think? Do you believe that you think?
Yeah.
And he goes, and even the android actually replies to him. He goes, well, I get asked this question quite a bit.
Yeah.
I believe that it's not all programmed, you know, animals and like humans and stuff like that. It's all programmed to a degree on responses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, and that's creepy as hell.
It's creepy because that's when the reporter looks at the maker.
Yeah, and then the maker's got this shock look.
Yeah, like, did you program him to say that? And he said, no, like the robot goes online with what you're saying and actually just grabs snippets and makes a feasible answer.
Yeah, so even when we're watching the guy who actually made the android, he's sitting there in shock looking at this, like the thing that he created.
Yeah.
And it's given responses that are completely original. And so they go, look, some of it is the database, but most of the stuff is what is grabbed from online.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This thing's got facial recognition. It's got mouth, like speech.
It can track your face through the room, yeah.
Yeah, and and it actually has mouth recognition as well, so it knows when you're speaking, how your mouth is moving.
Wow.
It's insane. It's so creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
But this, you could have a full conversation with this android.
So this is pretty much the T-2000, you could almost say.
Yeah, it doesn't. The only thing it doesn't do is walk around and shoot you.
Yeah, so it can it walk, though?
No, it can't. I don't believe it can walk. Every time I've seen it,
yeah.
Every time I've seen it, it's always been sitting with its leg up on its knee, actually. It's kind of always lounged back and always looks really
just
happy
with itself. Having conversations.
Yeah, and it's just, wow, it blew me away. Like, I'm watching this, like, clip, and I'm like, this isn't real. This can't be real. This
but
is
it's
like
real.
It's the next step in robotics.
And that's happening now.
Yeah. So we've got people going to Mars.
Yes.
We've got androids taking over.
Yep.
We've got the sounds of space. We can now hear what the planets are vibrating.
Yeah, vibrating.
So, and we've got, you know, the iFuck.
Yeah. So we are living in the future.
I know, right? So we've got absolutely everything.
It's crazy. It's honestly crazy. Yeah.
Well, okay, that brings us almost to another end of another episode.
Yes.
But
yep.
This episode dropping, obviously, just before the weekend.
Yep.
So this weekend in Australia, right here, we actually have Father's Day.
We do.
So you're Big Daddy yourself, everything like that.
Stop it. Stop it. Calling me Big Daddy.
So here on Make and Dane, we always mix things up a little bit.
Yeah.
We flip it around.
Yep.
So just because it's Father's Day,
yep.
And as we've been talking about in the past,
yep.
What are we going to release?
Okay. So I actually put it out there because I said, as long as we get to this many likes, I will release the song that I wrote.
Yep. And sang.
Performed.
Yep.
Collaborated all by my lonesome
right
to my lovely wife.
Yes. For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day. And I figured, why not release it to the world?
On Father's Day.
On Father's Day. and just let you guys take it and just do what you want with it. Please share. If you think this is, because I think this is going to be a number one hit.
It's going up there.
It's going up there. The bits where I sing the falsetto. It's brilliant.
I loved it. Yeah. Made me laugh.
Yeah, and for everyone else that's listening, I just want to let you know that I have a thing about my grey hairs. Like, I love my grey hairs. I can't wait to go salt and pepper.
Wow, we agree on that. Yeah. I can't wait to go grey.
Yeah, so this there's a bit in the song that I actually sing pulling out one of my greys, and I'll make a wish. Ooh. Because that's how special my greys are. Guys, hit us up. We'll play the song now. We're going to come in right at the end of the song just to say our goodbyes. Let us know what you think. Here it is, guys. Be prepared. This is a song for my wife, Molly, from her sugar daddy and her little baby Bubba. It's called Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. Hey, baby, you're my wife. Together we just made a life. Sure, he came out in a hurry, but that's only because he loves his mummy. Our boy. What a beautiful sight. The doctors came, took him away that night.
He started to find being away from mummy must have been his kryptonite. 1 month in hospital. What's that about? We finally got to take him home and out. Under the lights, little bit of jaundice tan. Doesn't matter, my boy was Superman. On this occasion, we just had to say, my beautiful wife, happy Mother's Day. My boy, your boy, our boy together. Our life, our dreams, happy Mother's Day, baby. Now, he waves hello, he headbutts. On the flow, he giggles from his belly. He just did a smelly, sitting here watching Sesame Street on the telly. Oh, stinky boy, I think you need a bath. Don't you just make me laugh. We put you in the bath and you watch your hands in the bubbles. Oh my lord, that chin got stubbles. Now babe, I'm gonna be sincere. You should win Mother of the Year. No other mother in the land can change nappies and a bottle with a controller in a hand. You do it still with the grins. Next Mother's Day we'll probably have twins. I love you babe, I love you all the time. I hope you understand the way you blow my mind.
Hey babe, I grew this big for you. Everything I do, pull out one of my hairs and make a wish, make a wish, make a wish. I love you babe, pull out one of the grains. Make a wish, make a wish.
I guess this song has to come to close. Hey Bubba, let's do that Zoolander pose and say to Mama, all that he gets from you. Even that smelly kind of poo. Ha ha, just jokes, his poo smell great. I guess that's just about fate. And this boy told me he can't wait for summer so he can go to the beach with his Mama.
This boy will build the best, the sandcastle in the west. All the things he will do, he'll achieve because of Mama. Mama.
Happy Mother's Day, babe. From your man and your Bubba. High five, little Bubba. Wave goodbye. Do it, mate. There you go. Wave goodbye for Mama.
Peace. I love that. Oh, brilliant. It's so good.
Please don't pick on me, guys. I try my best.
He does his best.
And the funny thing is, right at the end there where I say, say goodbye, wave goodbye, mate, Cal waves every single time.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it. He just starts like waving his hands around.
That's brilliant.
So I guess that sums it up for another episode of Make and Tane.
It sure does. So obviously, yeah, hit us up on
www.maycontain.podomatic.com or on Twitter
at @may_contain. So that's another episode of Make and Tane. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And as a tribute to Wes Craven, I feel this question to be very appropriate. What's your favorite scary movie? Thanks, guys.
Peace out.
What was that? It sounded like a cat
fuse for
the telephone.
Surely.
No.
Play that back.
No, we don't have it. It's outside. It sounded like a cat fuse with the telephone.
That sounded like a little kid screaming in my headset.
That freaked me the fuck out, that
Not Tom Cruise. Got his name down. I need him easily, like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, no, that's
Nicolas Cage. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You said that wrong.
No, so, I didn't.
Just No, what, how did he say
Schwarzenegger.
It? Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger. That's it. Schwarzenegger.
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 Shut up.